Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Not know how to prevent cyber attacks. If a company told me their IT department was the best and their firewalls were the best and their counter cyber terrorism software was the best, I'd believe them, because I don't know. The only way you know is if someone's able to break through. And I'm not saying this in defense of United, but I don't think we are able to withstand to the degree we need to somebody who is smarter than, you know, in computers than the company we hire. But given the unprecedented magnitude, which is being now reported as one of the worst cyber attacks in healthcare in history, HHS is finally getting involved. Now, I heard the feds were involved early on, but now they're going to investigate. So they are initiating an investigation now, weeks into this. It's about time. Not sure why it took so long. So some of the things I'm hearing and some of the things being reported are pretty kind of frightening. CBS 12 News in Florida has said that the recovery time is still uncertain. Now, we were told it was going to just take a couple weeks. Looks like no. Apparently, this was pretty bad. And we were supposed to have things back to normal by this week, and no. And hackers crippled Change Healthcare, a branch of United Healthcare Group. It's, again, this is the problem with healthcare, because we are relying on a middleman between us and the doctor and the hospital. So it's a middleman to the insurance company, which means double middleman. And now patients are scrambling. The American Hospital Association says this is the most significant and consequential incident of its kind against the U.S. healthcare system in history. So one case is Gigi Giardelli. She lives in Palm Beach Gardens. She works in a neurologist's office. And she needs her Mounjaro to regulate her blood sugar. With her savings card and with insurance combined, she could bring that $1,500 or $1,000 a month drug down to $150 a month. Still expensive, but she could get it. 3 weeks ago, though, the pharmacist at her CVS said they couldn't process the discount because of the hack. So she, as well as one in three Americans, are facing having to pay full price because the accounts are inaccessible. If they want to buy the medication, they have to give the money up front. Excuse me. Now, her price wasn't necessarily the $1,200 or $1,500 or $1,000. They said she could get the drug for $309, but that's a lot of money. And again, no guarantee that she would be able to get reimbursed. So she's going to come back later, and here we are 3 weeks later. Now, AT&T had an outage. If you guys remember, there was a huge outage affecting a bunch of cell phone carriers the day before. They're backed up. They got back up within a day. Now, I'm not sure if it's connected. They say it shouldn't be. It shouldn't have been a hack. But now you start to wonder what the hell is going on. So this cyber attack, according to Florida Hospital Association, who uses Change Healthcare, more than 100 facilities can't function right now. They can't bill for care, and they don't have enough cash flow. You see, the problem I had with medicine wasn't medicine. It was you would do work for free and hope you got paid. And when I left my office, there were hundreds of thousands of dollars owed to me that I never got. And I, you know what? Whether it was from insurance company or patients, you know, I just had to eat it. That's why people say doctors are horrible business people. Because who would do that? Who would, you know, well, someone who really doesn't care about the money that wants to help people. The problem is you not caring about the money. Eventually, you keep dipping into your savings to pay your staff, to pay the rent. It's expensive. And thank God I left my practice in 2016. I missed my patients. But boy, what would have happened during COVID? So at least then could it get staff back? Could it get patients back? Even fewer people able to pay their bills? So, you know, I had suggested years ago, you know, because doctors are like, I got to quit. I go, well, what if, you know, what if patients pay us, but they go to the insurance to get reimbursed? Rather than us bill the insurance, the patient does. Some plans used to do that. No, patients wouldn't go for that because they know they're not going to get the money. Remember cash for clunkers during the Obama years? Many places did not get their money. So, you know, these pharmacies are like, wait a second, these medicines are expensive. So you need to pay up front. We're not going to just give you the medicine and then wait for the insurance side. But, you know, we need the money now. And so many people now are not getting their medication. And it's a shame because honestly, if we went back to old school, paper and pencil and out, people paying without a
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a common question I get is, why am I an author? How hard was it? What did it cost? Some of you want to write books. How to do that? And for those of you who really, really know me, I don't like to read a lot. I'm so sick of reading because in medicine you have to read so much and I have to read every day. So I'm not really a big book person. I'm also not a big writer. I was a math and science kind of gal in school. I hated the writing and my English classes. I mean, I liked them. I got through the Shakespeare and all that, but that I have no forte in that at all. But I've published, what, 12 books. I got four in the works. So it's actually easier than it sounds. It's actually really easy. So for those of you that want to publish or you're on the, you know, the fence about it, let me just give you guys some tips. So why should you write a book? Well, one, it's income. I don't write my books for income. In fact, the very first book I wrote was to protect my intellectual property. I had a feeling that somebody was going to steal something as their idea, so I copyrighted it and I put in a book. So that was one thing, to protect your own ideas. You can make money on the book, so it could be income. But the reason why I help a lot of people write books is because it really looks good on your resume. Not a lot of people are authors. You author a book and you have something that you could show your potential employer. It's pretty cool. Now, why? Why would an employer even care if you authored a book? If you're going for healthcare or education or marketing or, well, because there's this stereotype with writing a book. One, it implies that you were able to finish a task. A lot of us have unfinished books, but if you published the book, that means you finished it. So you can finish a task. Number two is you got some guts. It takes guts to put something in a book, to put something out there. It takes guts to be in radio. It takes guts to videotape somebody who looks like this, right? All right? It takes guts. I'm going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner. Lord have mercy. It's going to take some guts, especially if I know I could go off key. So it shows you got some cojones. You're going to put something out there. You're going to stamp a name on it. It's going to be good. Number three is you are willing to share your knowledge, whether by teaching, whether being creative. You know, and so for an employer, it's pretty telling of somebody's work ethic and sometimes their personality, depending on what they publish and what they do. So for those of you in between jobs and you're like, I don't know what's going to happen with AI or automation or the presidential election or whatever, well, then work on a book. So how do you do it? How do you go from never writing, not liking reading, to doing a book? Well, don't think of it as you're doing a book. Okay, one is put stuff on paper. So let's say you're like, well, I'm not creative. I can't write a fictional story. Now, I've had a lot of fictional stories in my mind. Have I written a fictional book? No. I'm still dragging on that one. I do have a fictional book, but I just don't get... For me, it's easier to do educational books or self-help books. Those are easier for me. But for you, you could be like, you know what? I watched this movie and the storyline was ridiculous. We need a movie that does X, Y, and Z. Then good, put that down on paper. Now, you don't have to write the whole book in one day. You don't have to write the whole book in one year. But start putting down your ideas. So when I help students publish books and write these books, I give them templates because you always get writer's block. You just go, well, I don't know what to put. Well, forget it. No, not forget it. So you put a skeleton or you put a template on things you want in the book. So let's say you're good at cooking, right? But you don't know recipes, but you want to write a book on cooking. You can write a book on cooking. Who cares? One chapter could be why cook. What are the advantages to cooking? Another chapter could be, what does cooking do for you? Why do you like it? Why do people like it? Is it because they get to create? Is it the aromas? Is it the gratification they get from their family that says, Mom, Dad, that tasted good? Is it, you know, then what should be made that people don't? They go to a store and buy, you should make your own. And this is why. You know, what are some ways to make food taste good? What are some tricks or tips that people don't realize that they need to do? You know, don't saute the onion, but chop them raw or add this to this. Now, and the book doesn't have to be 200 pages. The book could be a 50-page long book. And you could also, rather than having it full size, you could make it smaller. So those 50 pages... Yeah, I have less content. You can do anything you want. I mean, let's say you feel strongly about politics. Okay. You can put that stuff down. And then you're like, oh, no. Oh, my wife said I'll get fired if I publish this. Then use a fake name. You could have a pen name. How many authors weren't really used their name? So they had some privacy. whatever you want as long as it's legal, ethical. And so one reason why I never thought of publishing books is it was really expensive. You had to find a publisher. You had to pay for an editor. You had to pay for an illustrator. You had to then buy the books. You had to store them in your house. You had to ship them. All my books are on Amazon. The reason why I said is I don't make money on my books is when you do it that way, when you save all that money up front, you don't get it on the back end. So Amazon takes most of the profit, but I don't care. I'm not doing the books for profit. But Amazon will help you with the cover, help you with the formatting, let you edit it, let you choose your price, show you how much you get from that price. Let's say you sell the book for $12, you may get $2.50 or $3 or whatever. Tells you how much the printing costs, etc. But they do it all. So you don't have to store it, you don't have to mail it. Your book is on Amazon, didn't cost you a dime. You uploaded the book, you edited it yourself. You could hire somebody if you want to. They even have covers. And then when somebody does buy the book, you can get that royalty. Amazon ships it, etc. So you see, it's not that hard. And so whether you write fiction, whether you write a self-help, whether you write about a hobby, that should be fine. What about parenting? What tips do you have for parenting? The do's and don'ts. Now, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, there's already so many books out there on that. Well, remember, what was your reason to write a book? I mean, if your reason was to be a bestseller, and then you're probably going to have to come up with something very unique, very creative. But if your reasoning is, I want to boost my resume, I want to accomplish something, I want to be known as an author, well, then you have every right to publish a book of your own ways. I mean, the reason why there's so many books on how to raise kids or how to deal with a marriage or how to deal with a divorce or how to is because so many people have gone through that. And it's a big topic and it's a very popular topic. So you could write a book about that. What about Candy Crush? Let's say you play a lot of Candy Crush. Write a book on that. I know there's not a lot of books on Candy Crush. I mean, maybe there are. Yeah, it might not sell, but keep in mind, you got to be careful. Don't be putting pictures. Careful if you actually use brands, you know, or trademark. You got to know your laws, of course. But if you want to talk about how you overcame your video game addiction, how you found love, what you recommend for dating, you don't have to be famous to write a book. You don't have to be really good at something. You could talk about your failures. I failed at dating so many times. I could write a book on that. Makeup fails. I could write a book on that. What not to do. You should have at least one page or chapter on what to do. Now, but so it's really not that hard. And if you ever have questions, just email me, drdahlia.com. Go to my website. I'll give you guys some ideas. But a lot of us have more to us than we know. And we want to share that. What about family? I apparently have pretty fascinating family history that my sister has been very good at researching. She might put in a book. I hope she does. It's fascinating stuff. Whether someone wants to read it or not, who cares? At least it's in a book. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. There are at least three people dead in the wake of severe storms that hit the state of Indiana hard Thursday, although it is still unclear if weather actually caused the deaths. In Winchester, Indiana, State Police Superintendent Douglas Carter surveyed the devastation at a trailer park where the victims had died.
It seems like these always strikes people that that will have a tremendous need. All of us would.
At least four tornadoes were reported across Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio Thursday. Recent research in the British Journal of Sports Medicine is revealing the most effective exercises for reducing blood pressure. Engaging muscles without vigorous movement, such as wall squats or planks, apparently proves to be optimal for preventing and managing hypertension. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day, Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you wrote that you lost weight on these weight loss drugs, couldn't afford it, eventually went off, gained the weight back, just as we've heard time and time again. Now what? What do you do to lose the weight again, but you don't want to go back on those shots? I had another patient last week. Couldn't manage the side effects, the nausea, the bloating. So it's a lot simpler than you think. All right. I have been up and down with my weight. I lost the baby weight easily with both kids, but we have some pretty strong genetics. And as soon as perimenopause kicked in, and even though I wasn't necessarily in menopause, it was like night and day. And it's almost like I looked exactly like the other women in my family. And I never did until, again, I hit that magic age. And it was in my late 30s that I started to gain weight. And it was a lot. In fact, we ran pregnancy tests, hormone tests. I gained so much weight in 1 year. And I was eating less than I ever did. I was exercising the same. So we understand that there's genetics. We understand that there's hormones. But this weight loss drug comes out where you take an injection and all of a sudden the pounds melt off. Okay, well, first and foremost, I'm going to tell you right now, not with everybody. Not everybody looks like Oprah on the weight loss medications. Or Kelly Clarkson, although I'm not sure if Kelly Clarkson admitted she's taking it or not. I don't know. But boy, does she look amazing. Now, I haven't seen her that slim in a long time. And so for some of those people, maybe. But some individuals, they're not losing the weight. It's not just melting off. So also understand that before you start some of these medications. But for those of you who had some successful initial weight loss, good for you, but now what if you can't take the medication and it's back? Well, let's stop and think about why the weight came off. These medications aren't magic. Why did you lose the weight? Well, because I didn't eat. Okay. Was it a sustainable not eating? I mean, did you go for hours without eating three healthy meals a day, or, you know, drinking enough water, or, you know, was it, or did you notice you ate less at every meal? Some of these individuals who lost a slew of weight just wouldn't eat all day. Okay, well, that's not realistic. You have to still eat sometimes. Now, when you're older, you got to take your medication with food, right? A lot of our longevity rests on a little bit of food and calories every few hours as opposed to just one meal a day. And so if you lost the weight very artificially and unrealistically, it was never going to stay off permanently. You know, some people that get these gastric band surgeries, the gastric sleeve and some bariatric surgery, how those individuals lose weight is not that they starve themselves all day. It's they eat less. Their portions have to be smaller. And again, if I was able to do that, I would be super skinny on my own. So I get it. I am not a size 2 lecturing to you guys about how to deal with your weight. Trust me. I understand it's not easy. But for those of you that lost the weight, now we got to go back and go, well, why did you lose the weight? Well, if it's because you just starved yourself all day long, I wouldn't try to replicate that off the medication. You can't. It's not realistic. But if you lost the weight because rather than wanting to eat the whole sandwich, you were fine with only eating half. You didn't feel like drinking alcohol. You didn't feel like eating French fries. Okay, well, that you could replicate off the shot. The shot isn't just eating away your fat and magically taking this magical eraser and, you know, reshaping your butt. That's not what the medicine was doing. The medicine made you feel full, slowed down your digestion. So there are things you could do to make yourself feel full. Weight Watchers taught me in the 80s to drink water before you eat. Before you even think about your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, drink the water. Restaurants will serve you your water first. You can even tell, if you haven't finished your glass of water, you could tell your waiter or your food server, can you wait on taking my order? I really want to finish this glass of water first before I eat. And I got to tell you, that helps. High protein foods can make you feel more full. Lean meats, eggs, beans, peas, soy products, Greek yogurt. I can't stand the taste of yogurt and Greek yogurt. But why do people eat it? It fills them up. There was a study that looked at the appetite in 50 overweight females. It showed that drinking 1.5 liters of water a day for 8 weeks reduced their appetite and weight and led to greater weight loss. Well, drinking water before every meal. Soup. Healthline says there was a study from 2007 that said if you had a liquid appetizer, a liquid starter, you had more of an appetite suppressant quench. Now, I like salad. It's easier to eat. I feel like I'm getting in my vegetables. But soup fills me up. Eating high-fiber foods. If you want to decrease your appetite, hit the fiber. Fiber slows down your digestion, keeps you feeling full throughout the day. We know that high fiber helps people lose weight. Whole grains, beans, apples, avocados, almonds, chia seeds, vegetables. Now, people always ask, what about exercise? So according to Medical News Today, a review based on 20 different studies found that appetite hormones are suppressed immediately after exercise, especially in high-intensity workouts. They found lower levels of ghrelin, than the body, the hormone that makes us hungry, and higher levels of the fullness hormones, PPY and GLP-1. GLP-1 is the agonist that you are taking when you use these weight loss injections. And there you go. Exercise increases your GLP-1. Apparently, there were studies on the tea yerba mate, or mate, yerba mate. Apparently, it's from the Leix paraguayensis plant. Reduces appetite, improves mood, but it's combined with high-intensity exercise. Switching to dark chocolate. Dark chocolate can suppress your appetite. Now, it can't be, you know, some of these Hershey's. It has to be actually real dark chocolate. Maybe because it's bitter. Milk chocolate, to me, makes me hungry. But dark chocolate can suppress the appetite. Now, this I want to try. Ginger. They say consuming a small amount of ginger has been known to reduce appetite and increase fullness because it stimulates the digestive system. One small study found that ginger could do that. And I'm not saying go and eat a lot of ginger, but look at some of the things in your cupboard that you might be able. I want to also research cinnamon with that as well. Now, sometimes it's your mind. You know, well, I just need to feel like I'm eating a lot more than what I'm eating. I have nuts on my desk. So then eat the nuts. They fill you up. They're a good source of energy. And you're hopefully getting in less, simple sugars. And then, of course, stress. You got to look at your stress, that kind of stuff. Chew slow. But, you know, for those of us that can't get on these weight loss medications and don't want to because we don't think we're going to have that longevity, think about how people are losing the weight and what you could do to replicate that. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Byron asks, would you collect Social Security early or later? So that's a question that we've talked about on the show before. Should you wait till you're 67, which is the full retirement age, which might get changed as we're hearing presidential candidates debate on whether they need to be changing the full retirement age that used to be 65, now is 67, or should you take it at 62? 62 years old is the earliest age. There are many individuals who tell me, take it when you could get it. If Social Security is going to be defunct, there's going to be no money later, get whatever money you can now. Others say, oh, no, why would you take it now? You might as well get your maximum benefit. I think the amount you get is reduced. And then once you wait, you know, the longer you wait, the more you could get. There's a maximum, of course. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, for me, I like to work. If I can't work, you got to do what you can. I mean, people always talk about when should you collect? Well, it really depends on your financial situation. If you have a lot of medical bills and you can't work, I mean, get whatever help you can get now. If you need the money to, you know, help with your house, if you need money to, you know, you have to do what you have to do. But I'm under the impression with my patients that if you could still work and you have money coming in, you will get more bang for your buck waiting. Now, what that really, really means is, do you think you're going to live long enough to reap the benefits of your maximum amount of Social Security? Somebody told me that the magic number was 10 years. That if you live till you're 77, you will have benefited much more by waiting than if you didn't. But you might not see those benefits. So, like, for example, if you've been collecting money for 5 years before your maximum retirement age, you'd be like, well, look at all this money I made. But if you wait to get the maximum, it takes about 10 years for it to have proven that that was the better way to go. So if you think you're going to live at least 10 years past your retirement age, go for the max. If you don't think you're going to, then get the money while you can. Now, in my family, the men in my family don't live past 62, 63. Not one man in my family live longer than that, which is frightening. Now, I got a couple brothers. I'm going to be seeing one of them, and I'm going to be ripping him a new one if I don't think he's taking care of his health. But, you know, if you have bad genes in your family, especially, you know, like we do with the men's side of the family, you might rethink things about taking it earlier. So there's been a lot of question about, well, you can't make money when you receive Social Security. So the Social Security website, now mind you, that could change. That's what makes this tricky. Anything could change with any election. But according to Social Security, you can still work while receiving benefits if you are under your full retirement age. All right. Then there's a deduction calculation. They deduct $1 from your benefit payments for every $2 you earn above the annual limit. For 2024, that limit is $22,320. So if you made $32,000, they're going to take $10,000, the amount above your annual limit, and take a dollar for every $2 you earn. So that would be $5,000 off. In the year you reach full retirement age, they will deduct $1 in benefits for every $3 you earned above a different limit. So that in 2024, the limit on those earnings, let's say you're applying this year. I have a June birthday, and I'm still way before that sort of age. You know, I still have a long way to go before I would collect Social Security. Years. But my birthday's in June. So they, based on what you get that year, you would think, okay, well, they're just going to start paying in June. In 2024, the limit on your earnings is $59,520. Anything on top of that, for every $3 you earn, they're going to deduct a third of that. Now, that money doesn't go away completely. That money still is yours. You get it later. So according to the Social Security website, they say if your earnings will be more than the limit for the year and you will receive retirement benefits for part of the year, they have a special rule that applies to those earnings. The special rule lets us pay a full Social Security benefit for any whole month we consider you retired, regardless of your yearly earnings. Survivor benefits, that might also affect it a little bit. But when you reach your full retirement age, beginning with the month you reach full retirement age, your earnings no longer reduce your benefits, no matter how much you earn. So if you're still working, you should be able to get your full Social Security, according to this website. Now, I've heard from other retirees that's not the case, but according to this, no, it shouldn't. You could still be able to work. They say we will recalculate your benefit amount to give you credit for the months we reduced or withheld benefits due to your excess earnings. So they say you're supposed to get it on the back end. So, again, what do you do? Should you wait or not? So, again, if you think you're going to live well into your 70s and 80s, it looks like it makes sense so you get your full amount, which could be some pretty decent money. If you can't wait, you can't wait. But then those reduced benefits may follow you. You know, and it's a shame that there needs to be this much anxiety over our Social Security. I have been working since I was 18. I mean, I wanted to work sooner than that, but my parents wanted me to concentrate on school. But I, you know, didn't want me to meet boys. Really, that's what they want. They didn't want me to meet boys and start dating. But since I moved out of the house when I was 18, I haven't paid taxes. I even worked during medical school. There was very little time I didn't work, which means I have put hundreds of thousands, maybe, who knows, how many dollars, millions maybe, into Social Security. Let's just say hundreds of thousands with all the years I've been working, so I don't age myself. That money should be there with my name on it. Now, you might get something in the mail, say, Dahlia Wax, this is your Social Security benefit. But we're hearing that, no, they're not going to have the funds. Why wouldn't they have the funds? If Johnny has been putting in that money and it's been growing in interest, if Bill, if Bob, if Betty, that money should have her name on it. It should be there. But that's not the way it works. Also, we've given benefits to people who haven't put money in, which is understandable, you know, especially if they've been disabled and not able to work. And we have migrants that have come in, and they're going to later get benefits. So there's more money going out than went in. And so for those of you kind of concerned that money's not going to be there for you, you're not alone. You know, retirement accounts, a lot of us couldn't build retirement accounts. We didn't work for people. We had our own business. And it's expensive, and not to mention we're different tax rules on, you know, I had student loans to pay. I didn't have money to put in a retirement account, and I paid off my student loans. If I knew loans could be written off, maybe I wouldn't have paid them off so quickly. I would have put more money into retirement. But back then, I thought that if you take out a loan, you need to pay it back. That's kind of what I thought a loan was. So things are different these days. So definitely talk to your accountant. Talk to your family about what's best for you. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.